Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tons going on as it relates to the state. We have the legislative session starts in the new year. It's the long one. It's a big budget one. We have this another credit down rate for Eversource, and they're citing the relationship with Pura as part of it. And that can't make Eversource happy. It's not our job to make Eversource happy, but we want to be able to have affordable energy. And you would, well, I want to put some of these stuff, some of my thoughts to Vince Candelora, the Republican leader in the House here in Connecticut, and now joining us on Brian and Company. Representative Candelora, good morning. Happy holidays.
Good morning. You too. Thank you.
I want to throw a curveball. I mean, you started your career when Rell was governor, right?
I did. Yes.
Yeah. That was tough.
It was tough. I mean, the era that she represents, really kind of pulled the state out of a very dark place and just had such a grace and kindness about her. You know, I would run into her, around the state, and she still was just sort of that comfortable person that you always saw and felt good after you talked to her. And I'm just really going to miss that.
Yeah, I think that's really well said. She, there was a refined stateswoman-esque gentility
yeah.
to her, from the turtleneck to, you know, she had a good sense of humor too. I didn't know her as well
yep.
as you, but, you know, she called in a couple weeks before she passed when Ray was in and said she'd come on next month. And it just, so it brings a little more sadness to me because like she was going to come on the show, right around when she passed. But anyway, I mean, I think she was really well honored by you and your colleagues. And so, I just wanted to give you a chance to talk about her a little bit. Now,
appreciate that.
Yeah, on to issues of the day. You know, this Eversource thing, you know, I guess part of me, and I don't know where you stand, Vince, but, you know, I always thought I wanted my regulators to be tough and to fight back about rate increases. And now, like, and I don't know Marissa Gillette at all. But now I'm like, this is sort of backfiring maybe a little bit. But I also, we're still paying too much and the relationship is terrible. Like, we're losing on all fronts.
Yeah, I mean, we're witnessing sort of this cage match fight to the death between our regulatory agency and our utility companies. And it's not just electricity. It's water and gas as well. And I have sort of said over all along, my concern with some of these laws that were passed to regulate our agencies and our utilities and go after them is that it went too far in that it would start impacting their credit worthiness.
Right.
And if that happens, we're in big trouble. You know, it's easy to cheer when the utility companies get punched in the face because none of us like them.
Right.
It's easy to be on the side of the regulators, but the reality is they are a necessary evil in our life. And if you remove them from the equation, the pain that we're going to feel is far greater. And, yeah. You know, this downgrade is going to have significance because these companies can sell off the Connecticut assets and then we're going to be in big trouble.
So that's your biggest fear, is that something like this will force them to divest and we don't know what will come in its place.
Yeah, I mean, they've already divested all of their, you know, sort of capital improvements in our grid. So I
right.
think people are going to start seeing outages more and more because they don't have the capital to put back into the system. But what will happen now, especially in a situation like Eversource, where they span three states, you know, they're in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. And while Connecticut is 40% of their portfolio, if it brings down the other 60%, they're going to need to unload it. And what they'll do is likely sell it to some international company where we become 5% of the portfolio and no one's going to give a crap about Connecticut. And then you're going to see some real ugly, you know, sort of divesting from our state. And I don't know where Pura is going to go at that point because they're still putting their foot on the gas.
Yeah.
And eventually they're just going to run right into a brick wall.
It's just, you know, and I want to move on to the next session, but, it's one of those things where we consider these things rights, not privileges, right? Water and power. And but yet when there's a for-profit company, the intersection, it doesn't make a lot of rational sense. So it's a very difficult thing to navigate anyway, even when you have this adversarial relationship. So I don't envy the people involved, and I don't know, we've tried to get Mr. Nolan back on. We haven't had him in a while, and I think I think we in the media can actually really help bring this stuff to light. So we'll put a pin in that, and we'll talk about it more another time. What I want to talk to
you, it's really needed. Yeah.
I agree with you, and we'll do our best, because I think the consumers, this is crap that they care about, and it matters to everybody. So I think it's one of those issues that resonates a lot with our listeners, especially. There's a supermajority now. You lost a few seats, and we can talk about it. I'd love to have you in and talk about the grander thing about how I've traveled the state. There's tons of really good Republican municipal leaders that don't want to run for the state stuff because they like being in control locally, but we don't have enough good Republicans to join you at Hartford. And now the Democrats have a supermajority. They want to mess with the guardrails. Deep down, Lamont, doesn't. But obviously they're not going to, override a veto from a governor of their own party. I mean, like, what's going to happen here, Vince?
Yeah, I mean, I think I will say our Republican position hasn't changed much in terms of our impact up in Hartford. You know, we've sort of always been around this level. So I think we will still continue with the positions that we have. You know, our caucus represents the blue-collar community. So affordability, we feel, is even a more important issue for the state of Connecticut. The Democrats are really bifurcated right now. You know, they represent the wealthy communities and they represent our most poorest communities. So on the one hand, there are people that want to blow through these fiscal guardrails, but there are districts that don't want to do that because the impact is more taxes. And so it's going to be interesting how it gets navigated. You know, one thing that Democrats have never been good at figuring out, and we see it play out, with the utility companies, is that, too much of one thing is not good. And so while we have limited resources, we can't tax our way out of things. We have to bring balance. And there's ways to do that without just spending more. And that's where we have to try to bring this conversation, which is going to be a tough task. But I think Republicans are ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an unaffiliated voter, so I'm a split ticket guy, and I want more competitive government, right? I mean, that's why we got the deal in 2017, and I think it's healthy. And, maybe that's a conversation for a different day about it, because there's a lot of, you got the people you have are talented. There's talented Republicans out there that aren't running for office and in Connecticut. And there's
talented people that lost office this cycle. This was a hard one. When you see somebody like Representative Holly Cheeseman, who was our finance person, well-respected throughout the entire state, did so much for her community, and for some reason, they pushed that blue button. And I don't think we're better off as a state. You know, the dialogue is going to change up there when you take out people that are willing to reach out across the other side of the aisle and have those conversations. So it's interesting. People want that balance. They want that conversation. They want civil government, but they don't always vote that way.
Hey, listen, thanks for the time. And maybe we'll talk when the session gets closer, and have a great holiday.
Would love to. Thank you.